Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What is the most dangerous team in baseball?
Oh, man, I love when you put me on the spot. So I'm actually going to go with a team that not a lot of people want me to go with, and it's the Houston Astros. And because they can hit, they can absolutely slug. This is a team that plays really good defense in the infield. They run the bases well. But the most important part about the Houston Astros is now they are complete. Alex Bregman is back in that lineup. And now you've lengthened that lineup. You have power from the left side. You have consistent contact up and down that lineup. And when you have that going into the postseason, that's a team that's going to be very difficult to beat.
You surprised me. I thought for sure you were going L.A. Dodgers. You buckled my knees with an 0-2 curveball on that answer right there, but that's why baseball is so fun. That's why October is always so fun. Eddie going Astros.
That was a real shame that he lost his credibility in the middle of that with the old Astros run the bases well. Excuse me. I'm sorry. No. What did he say?
Yeah, they're not a good base running team. They're really a terrible.
They run the bases
they're
well.
They're really a terrible baseball
was
team.
An underdog today. I did not expect to hear.
Not from a baseball expert.
I did not expect a baseball expert and former player to actually show up on our show and say, to have his audio come on and say, you know who runs the bases well? You know what one of the Astros strengths are? Base running. And who do you think is the best at it? Oh, man, I'd say Led Mestias and George Springer. Well, George Springer's not even an Astro anymore. Yeah, but he was picked off like 15 times in 3 years. Do you think George Springer leads? Do they keep that stat picked off? I'm not sure anyone was picked off more than George Springer. No one has been hung up between first
most
and second
off.
More than Aledmys Diaz. He leads the league and hung up between first and second, Aledmys Diaz. George Springer led the league in trying to take an extra base and get thrown out. And getting picked off of first base. Those are, and caught stealings, general caught stealings. Nobody got caught stealing more on a percentage basis and picked off more than George Springer felt like. God, I was like, George, I feel like George is fast, but he doesn't, none of his statistics show he's fast.
No. George, listen, McCormick was bad on the base paths. We saw him make a few, Aledmys Diaz is remarkable in how many mistakes that he'll make. No, the Astros are not. That was a lie. Yeah, that was
he just lied.
He did lie. Carlos tried to take third yesterday.
I like all of it except the base running lie.
Yeah,
the rest of it I liked a lot.
The rest of it, no.
And how about I'm saying I'm going to pick somebody who people aren't going to want me to go with.
Yeah,
good. That's right. Fade the.
Yeah,
the
you
idiots.
Know what though? Good for you that you have the stones to actually say that the Astros are a good baseball team. Thank you, Eduardo Perez, for saying that. Despite the fact that everybody hates you now, everyone in the world hates you now.
Can I let you in on something? You know that game last night ended super late between the Dodgers. It went 16 innings. It was a late game between the Dodgers and Padres. Yes,
3 a.m.
3 a.m. in time.
They were posting highlights still at like 2:40-something, and they still had the bottom of the inning to go, so I didn't actually look at the exact, but it was 3-something by the time
it ended. It was
a hell
of a back and forth. Tatis had a 2-run homer and extra.
Yeah, I stayed up for
tied the game. Did you?
Yeah.
Well, they play again.
Actually, I was asleep before the game
They play
started.
Again tonight. Dodgers and Padres.
Boy, the Padres.
8-10. Guess what the over-under is? I was like, I thought I was going to go find
eight.
Good value. 7.5.
7.5.
They're not letting you have anything. Yeah.
No, they're not letting you have anything.
Who are the starters in that one? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
7.5.
They're going to be so tired. Those bats are going to be so sleepy. I would imagine they let the starters go home at about the 11th inning. You guys just leave. Go home and get to bed. Guess what? The Padres aren't even in the wild card right now. You know who's in the wild card?
Who?
The Reds.
Oh, the Reds have jumped the Padres. All that money. Oh,
terrible.
My gosh. All that money they've spent, too.
Yeah. No, they've been terrible. I mean, they fired their pitching coach the other day. Like, it's his fault. Like, it was his fault that this is happening. Okay, whatevs. You're kidding, right? This is your pitch. You guys are just terrible, so let's blame the pitching coach. Anyway, the Astros with a 5-game lead now. Seattle, 6 out. And the Astros with a 5-game lead, kind of a big deal, because they're going to a place where it's almost impossible to win. They're going to Arlington this weekend to see if they can't, you know, come up with maybe salvage a game. Maybe salvage a game there in Arlington this weekend. So Astros with a nice win yesterday. And somebody said, okay, you guys are leading the show. You're leading the show with the Astros beating a terrible team on a walk-off in extra innings, on a walk-off ground out in extra innings. Neat stuff. Listen, the Astros beat the Royals. That's newsworthy, pal. That is big, big news. So you can stop with your sarcasm. I think you're being sarcastic. But quite frankly, the Astros getting that win yesterday was huge. 5-game lead now. 5-game lead over the A's.
Whittled down to 2.5 not that long ago.
Yeah.
And you haven't played great baseball.
No.
And how you've extended to 5 really tells you how bad the A's play. But that's why I never really feared.
Ever since Bassett went down, I think that was a real deflator.
Yeah, it is. Emotionally, or I don't know what it is. But I never really feared the A's overtaking the Astros. But what I do get concerned about is if anything had happened, I want the Astros to maintain home field advantage for as long as possible. But once again, we're in a position where here's a reliever. Gives up 4. They're not all. I mean, Lance McCullers had it, but Javier didn't finish his job.
No,
he didn't finish his work, and you had to struggle. You had to go extras and struggle to get the win. Now, what's pretty cool is you went extra innings and you didn't have to use a ton of pitchers, at all. But it really does bother me that you're having this much trouble with the Royals. It just really irritates me. What's going to happen with the Rangers?
What's going to happen this weekend? They're going to win 2 out of 3. They'll lose a stupid game.
You think they're going to lose a game to the Rangers?
Yes, they're going to lose a game to the Rangers. That's what they do. I mean, getting out of this thing 4-2 is going to be awesome. I'm telling you. Being the Royals and the Rangers, 4 out of 6.
Remember when the Astros used to sweep series?
Yeah.
That long ago.
No, they don't do that anymore. We're not about that. We're not about that. Hey, we haven't even touched on Nerlens Noel yet.
Oh, this is so terrible. With Dennis Schroeder, we talk a lot about Dennis Schroeder and his decision to turn down a big contract from the Lakers, and then he wanted to bet on himself, and he took a fat L, taking a 1-year deal. Nerlens Noel is probably, I don't know, is it worse, John?
This is going to be interesting. Nerlens Noel is suing Rich Paul, the agent. Because Rich Paul apparently, Noel, who had been represented by agent Happy Walters. I don't know that I want Happy Walters
as my
agent.
He used to be a music guy. I remember he represented, I think, Cypress Hill and House of Pain in the 90s. Aside.
He was represented by Happy Walters since he was drafted in 2013. Claims he received an extension offer from the Mavericks amounting to 4 years, $70 million. Rich Paul, who was his agent now, allegedly pitched Noel as a client by saying the player was a $100 million man and could receive a max offer if he hired Paul. If he hired him, he would get, you know, he would make him a $100 million man. Noel says he hired Paul and subsequently rejected the Mavericks offer of $70 million, instead signing a $4.1 million qualifying offer to become a free agent the following summer. It proved costly since Paul ended up signing 2 years with Oklahoma City for $3.75 million. And allegedly, even that contract didn't come from Paul, as Noel says he was personally recruited by Russell Westbrook. So he says that Rich Paul really didn't pay any attention to him, and he's suing him for $58 million. Noel claims, he considered dropping Paul as his agent in 2020, but he was convinced to stay by clutch agent Lucas Newton, whom Noel claims told him the Thunder were planning to offer him a 3-year deal worth $7 to $10 million per year. No such offer came. Paul says he lost $58 million on this deal, and he's suing. I wonder, this is interesting, if he can prove that
Nerlens Noel said he lost that.
Yeah,
not Nerlens Paul.
Noel. Yeah. No, if he can prove that Paul pretty much didn't pay much attention to him because he wasn't one of his big name clients, and you know, actually, it's you know, holding out and not taking a $70 million deal, you know, much like we just saw how much Schroeder lost.
Yeah, but you have grievances. You have a grievance against your age. Like, trying to go, I don't think it will be successful. If it does, it really opens up a can of worms.
Well, but you think agreed to not take that $70 million deal.
And that's why I say I don't think you can win.
Yeah.
Because you ultimately can fire your agent and take whatever you want. But ultimately, I think you can file a grievance that a guy didn't perform well on your behalf. You can file a grievance. But I don't think the lawsuit thing, when you agree, unless he makes a decision on your behalf without you knowing,
right.
And that was not the case. He's upset that he got bad advice. I don't think you can sue for bad advice.
Is this like law malpractice? That, you know what, you weren't well represented by your lawyer. He was incompetent. Was Rich Paul incompetent in this case? That's going to be awfully difficult for
him.
Well,
I mean, it sounds like it when he thought that. At some point, you got to realize what your guy's worth.
However, when he was recruiting him by saying, "Hey, you're a $100 million player. You're a $100 million man."
And then he turns him down, and he tells him to turn down a salary that would, you know, I mean, clearly he told him to turn it down because, look, Rich Paul, every agent's going to get paid a percentage off what the deal is. So clearly he thought he was going to get a better deal. He honestly believed he was going to get a better deal. He misread the market. It's not the first time an agent's misread the market. Who was it that it was Machete with Scott Boras?
Oh my
right?
gosh,
Scott
Boras. He fired him too.
Scott Boras misread the market, so Machete ended up firing him. He took a bad deal up front.
He got offered $15 million, and he turned it down, and he ended up signing for $1.175 million or something.
Yeah, he ended up firing Boras, who gave him bad advice.
Right.
So it's not the first. I don't see
he
any
fired
lawsuits.
Him, but he didn't sue him.
There's no lawsuits. That's what I'm saying. This is not the first time. This has happened plenty of times where agents misread the market, and you end up, and usually those guys get fired. Nerlens Noel is just pissed. Now, Nerlens Noel also has gotten a $27 million deal since that. So he has recouped some money with another deal that he got since then.
But that's where the 58 comes in.
But yeah, so I know. That's,
yeah.
It's, you, I don't know what to tell you.
Wasn't Boras Keuchel's agent too?
Yep.
When he was with the Astros, he was like, "Oh, you're going to be the highest paid pitcher." And then what?
No, he misread that badly. But that's just
but that happens though.
I know. Yeah.
That's why Rich Paul, he's not going to have a case against Rich Paul.
No, I don't think so either. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Hard Knocks. Actually, there's a couple of stories about Hard Knocks coming your way next right here, and still ahead, Fantasy Football Hour. In which we will tell you
our 9 o'clock hour. You're going to have experts telling you who the sleepers are, who to get, who to stay away from. Every single position group, other than kickers and defense, we don't really.
Yeah, we don't care about those. Yeah. Just pick whoever. I mean, honestly, just pick whoever. And here's the deal too. I change my defense every week depending on.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Are you playing the Jets this week? Okay, I'm gonna take you.
That's what Alex said he's doing with his. I don't want to make 1,000 waiver moves, so no thanks.
Well, but if you want to score some points, now who is the team that you what defense do you pick this year?
Whoever plays the Texans.
Thank you. Time right now to talk about my peeps over at Chastang Ford, Joe and Patrick, the Chastangs. They've been doing this for almost a century here in this city. That's a long time to be in the car business. That's a long time, especially in that business. That's a tough business. That is and when you're talking about the Chastangs, you're talking about a reputation. And I think that's why they're the number one commercial Ford dealer in the city of Houston, is because of their reputation. And everybody believes that they can go there and they'll get their best deal, that they'll get service, the best service that they can possibly get, that they will get You know, they will get customized exactly how they need it. And Patrick told me, he said, there are some businesses that want, you know, this in their truck or that in their truck. And we're like, no. We know you need this and this. And then they come back and say, yeah, you were right. We needed this and we needed that. And that's the kind of service and that's the kind of expertise that you get with Chastain Ford. But it's not only customized for commercial places. It's also for you. So you want to customize that Ford car or truck, you got it right now at ChastainFord.com, or you can get to the dealership. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. You're looking for the best deal on a Ford in the city of Houston. It's Chastain Ford.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by GovCut, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Controlling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. David says, if we could sue for bad advice, misinformation, and really just overall nonsense, you two would owe me millions.
That's fair.
I'm all right with that.
I'm fine with that. So yeah. I don't want to be sued, but I think it's accurate.
If a wild card team finishes with a better record than a division winner, does the wild card team get the home field? The answer is nope.
The answer is nope.
The answer is no. Wild card never gets home field advantage. Are we having our draft? Yeah, we're having our draft at Nick's place, Mark. So you and Melissa come on by.
Wait, Big Top says this.
Well, actually, the one with Lance is not at Nick's place. I have one on next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or, no, the 9th. The 8th.
The 8th?
Yeah, ours is the 7th, and then we have one on the 7th?
8th. Okay.
Yeah,
ours is going to be at Shawnee's spot. We've had a lot. That fantasy league has been in business for a long, long, long time. We've been to our first draft was at SRO. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
That was a cool spot.
That was a great spot.
It was
like a casino. It was like a sports book.
Well, it was a former, that's what it looked like. It was a former movie theater.
Yeah.
Started there. We were at Maggiano's. We were at BB's Cajun. We were at Raging Cajun. We had a lot of different spots for our fantasy football auction. So Big Dobbs says, the New Orleans Noel Rich Paul situation. You guys are forgetting a part where Noel alleges Paul possibly blocked him from going to any team in the West that may impede LeBron's chances of winning a championship, i.e., the Rockets or Clippers. I hadn't seen that he was alleging that. Is anyone really that nervous about you wouldn't let him go to a team in the West? Were the Rockets a New Orleans Noel away?
Nobody's a Nerlens Noel away.
Were the Clippers a Nerlens Noel
No one is a Nerlens Noel. No one in the world is a Nerlens Noel away. Yeah, I mean, KJ, I think, is right. He said, what? The bad advice. Did Rich Paul have some info about that we couldn't see with our human eyes? Nerlens Noel never showed a worth of $70 million. That would have been one of the worst contracts.
I know.
In the league.
Nerlens Noel is one of those things where you're like, oh, thank God he's big. Thank God he's tall. Let's just take this guaranteed money and get out.
Well, that is interesting, though, because LeBron is in the news today. Have you seen the ratings for Hard Knocks?
I have. They're not good. They are substantially lower. They're better than they were for last year during a pandemic, which not a surprise. They're down like 57% from 2 years ago when it was the Raiders. They're down so far now.
Is the Cowboys, America's team, Lance.
This is the Cowboys. That's the thing that makes it hard to believe.
Is that who it is? I don't even
know. It's the Cowboys.
Oh, I haven't watched
it. It's less than 300,000 viewers for the first two episodes. We still don't have numbers on
And it's still a really interesting, it's still well done. Like, I watched some the other day when we were at College Station in my hotel. I watched the last 20 minutes of it. I watched the entire first episode. It's still well done. You know, you still get decent insight. Some of it's just corny, you know, set up where they have to have. I shouldn't say corny. That's not true. It's just kind of boring. Like, okay, here's Zeke and Dak being best friends, giving each other bags and presents and honey buns and whatnot. It's like watching the baby, little baby with James.
Well, speaking of
that's what it was like. They were giving each other, like, Dak got a sweet suitcase from Zeke. It's just, that's just such a weird thing. You and your friends give each other jeans, which I think is also weird. But
I asked the guy about it the other day. He goes, oh, yeah, that was unfortunate. He's like, no, mate, we don't give each other jeans one time for whatever reason.
One guy gave another guy jeans. This is just the weird world we live in now where you millennials, you and your millennial friends are giving each other bags and cash and honey buns and Louis Vuittons. It's just, I don't know. It just seems weird. I guess giving another man a present shouldn't be a big deal, but when it's a Gucci this or a Louis that, it just seems, I don't know. For some reason, it seems weird to me.
LeBron's a Cowboy fan, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a Cowboy fan and a Yankee fan. Yeah, he's from Ohio. He's a Cowboy fan, a Yankee fan, and a LeBron fan.
So, man, watching Hard Knocks, incredible show, man. Every time I watch it, I wish we had that as well. Just for training camp preseason two. So fire.
Do you know that everybody in the NFL hates that show? Like everybody who works for a team hates Hard Knocks?
Well, it's because they don't want that access. Of all the guys, and LeBron wanting.
You don't think LeBron loves the cameras?
Yeah, I guess, but you don't think at some point
Taco
LeBron.
Taco Tuesday! Yes. LeBron wants cameras on him.
At some point, LeBron will go, get the out of my face with that.
You would think, but I don't think so. I think he likes attention. MJ got to where he didn't really want that attention a whole lot because Mike was also doing stuff.
Yeah.
So I think he liked it. Like, yeah, I'll do this here and there. To LeBron's credit, do you ever hear about LeBron turning down interviews and stuff like that?
You know, Mike would never do an interview until after he was totally dressed, and he wouldn't even come in the locker room. He would not undress in the locker room because he didn't want anybody to take a picture or anything. So until he was perfectly coiffed, he would not come out and do anything with the media.
No, I give LeBron credit. I mean, LeBron's not hard to find for media.
No. No.
For being a superstar, he's not difficult
But then he gives himself the opportunity to say a lot of stupid stuff.
Yeah, but he also, I think the fact that he wants that kind of intrusiveness.
We have a lot of time that we're talking.
Yeah, and say but stupid no one stuff. Cares about our stuff.
No, right. That people care about.
Right.
Because he has, he had 24,000 likes.
Does
24,000 likes on this tweet that the NBA needs Hard Knocks.
Does anyone in their bio have
the story yesterday about the Yankees.
Number one John and Lance fan. Does anyone have that in their bio? Does it say him, John Granato's favorite fan? Does anyone have that in their bio?
David Whitlock does.
He does?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Let's go look him up because he just said you guys say all kinds of stupid things. And
is it? You know what? If somebody's a LeBron stan, they'll have it in their Twitter bios.
Yeah.
You can find out a
background photo is a picture of him with the Lakers jersey on.
I think that's David's and Jackie. They have both of us.
You can find out a lot about people just by looking at their Twitter bios.
Yeah,
you can figure out if they're somebody you want to hang out with. You've got him in your, but you got your pronouns in your bio on Twitter.
I don't. No, I don't.
You need to add
I mentioned Coors Light, golf, and poker.
And then
need
to put he's it. And then he, him, so there's no confusion. You need to put that in there.
Well,
people aren't going to know how to address you. Just put he, him. Okay,
What is it called when you're a man and you like women?
Nope, never mind. Forget I ever brought this up. 825 here on the bench.
You're a,
what
is that
called? Why would I ever throw chum in the water for the shark?
I forget.
That's so stupid.
I forget.
Why would I do that?
It's one of those things like you're seeing. When you're sitting there and
Aaron,
you watch somebody wreck a car.
I have to tell you, so far you've done a great job, but you really missed on this one. Dell knows to immediately cut that off. Immediately Dell would say, are you sure you want to do this with him? And I'd say, you know what? You're right. I really don't want to do that. And I should have stopped. I shouldn't have started down that road because I walked into
a
picture
of
Momo. This is the problem, is you only potty train a puppy one way. You let him pee, and then you smack him on the nose.
Yeah.
You're going to smack yourself on the nose.
Yeah,
I got to listen to
a lot of years of radio
first.
With John Granato to keep peeing all over the carpet.
I'm not going to pick you up and take you outside so you can pee outside. You pee on the carpet, and then you smack yourself on the nose and go, I shouldn't do that anymore.
That's really on.
That is true.
That's really on me.
Yeah, that kind of was. Is it not a cystine? What is it, a male that is that likes?
Nope. Hey, have you guys heard of what's happening at 9 o'clock? Have you guys
what do they
heard
call
about
them?
The 9 o'clock?
Which is weird now.
Whoa, look at this. Evan Silva from Established the Run's going to talk quarterbacks.
It's a minority now, a man that likes
9-15,
women.
9:15, Field Yates from ESPN's fantasy football coverage to talk running backs. We've got tight end talk with Dave Richard from CBS Sports. And then Adam Rank from NFL.com at 9:45. We've got four fantasy experts, four position groups. 9 to 10, we will fix your fantasy football draft if you've got one.
Yeah. Jackie says, I got you two in my Twitter bio, pictures of you guys in your Letterman jackets. Thanks, Jackie. Appreciate it. Nice. Chase is changing his bio. John and Lance are my heroes. There you go. Art is his is. He loves us, and he loves Tyler. Okay. Thank you, Art. We appreciate you. I don't know why I brought Tyler into this. That was awful. Anyway, so nobody wants to see an NBA version. Nobody wants to see an NFL version. And the NFL is really popular, LeBron. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody.
Yeah. Hey, you know what would be really fire is preseason basketball. If everyone got a look at me, because you don't see enough of me, you don't know what's going on with me. I don't have Instagram stories. Oh, wait. And I post those all the time. Well, I mean, do you know what's happening with Anthony Davis? Yep. Now, I mean, can you imagine what would happen now that Caruso's gone? Like, all the talk about Alex Caruso being gone? That's major. Kyle Kuzma drama? This is a major, major. People need to watch preseason basketball. Hard Knocks.
No.
No one's going to watch. You know what? I agree with you. Do it. NBA Network. NBA TV.
That'll be wonderful.
Let NBA TV do it.
Yeah.
And put it out there.
Yeah. When we come back, back to some tech. Lovey, you're never satsatisfied.
Man, LeBron James is going to end up in a football.
Goodness gracious.
He's going to end up in an NFL camp at some point.
LeBron James? No.
LeBron James is going to go. There's going to be something that happens where he's going to.
He's going to try out a tight end?
Something's going to happen at some point in his career.
Maybe.
Where he's going to shut it down and say, I'm going to go try to play for the Cowboys.
Yeah, right. When we come back, Lovey, never satisfied. Never satisfied Lovey.
Lovey is just...
take it easy, Lovey. Right now, though, what we're talking about is my bookie. My guys. Hey, this is the perfect time to sign up at my bookie. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. They've got everything. This football season is here. As a matter of fact, it starts this weekend. Did you know this is week zero? This is week zero. So college football is here. And you, my friends, can benefit by going to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Promo code BET975. If you're looking for the best way to play and win and get paid, I'm telling you, they're awesome at mybookie. Been there, done it. I'm on. I'm a client of mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. And I loved it. And here's the deal. I didn't put enough money. My initial deposit just wasn't enough because I doubled my initial deposit. You can double yours too. Put in a bunch on your initial deposit and they will double it. No bookie does this. Okay. No bookie does that. So you've got twice as many bets when you go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll get to the Texans in a second. Did you see Mac? Apparently, Mac Jones had a really, really nice practice yesterday.
Mac Jones has been having good practices. You know, I was kind of down on him just because I worried he was a product of the system, but he's practicing really well. This Cam Newton, Cam can't get out of his own way. It's unbelievable. This is – you had COVID last year.
But wasn't it kind of a mistake that he made. He was tested.
Did you see what Mike Reese said from who covers the Patriots beat? He said the Patriots are the Cam knows that you in the NFL, and I know this just from being a tier two guy, and I haven't even been out to a practice yet. I can't come there unless I'm tested at the facility. Yeah. You can't go to a separate facility. It must be NFL. The guy's taken zillions of, because he's not vaccinated, he's taken zillions of tests. He knows that you have to be tested, and now it's a misunderstanding. And the Patriots supposedly are pissed off because they know that this quote-unquote misunderstanding is one that really 100% should have been avoided. And so now their talk is that he said somebody, what was his phrase? Not somebody close to the situation, but something like that that made me think it's almost Bill Belichick believes that Cam is now officially the door's wide open for Mac Jones to win the job this week.
Well, I think
I think he's going to win the job. Listen, I think Mac Jones is going to be named the starter.
You do?
Yeah. I think Mac Jones is going to be named the starter. I think this week Jimmy Garoppolo will be named the starter in San Francisco. Drew Lock lost out to Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, Josh said, though, that it's not even arguable. Cam is the starter.
Josh McDaniels said that?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens
this
week now.
Well,
that was Sunday before Cam had
before
this whole
Cam did
COVID
this.
Thing.
But Cam is certainly up. Cam played well, has played well. And I think they probably trust Cam more. Well, but I will say this.
Yeah.
Mac, he looks like Brady. It's almost uncanny. I know he's wearing number 10, but it's almost like if he turns into Brady, that will suck.
There's no way he's turning into Brady. I know what you mean. If he turns into a good quarterback.
Yeah. I'm so tired of the Patriots. Can't they go? We're going to have another 20 years of good Patriots. Oh,
man,
so sick.
Let's see how it works.
Yeah. But they did pick up Kahale Warren. You know,
what your tweet was. Go ahead and say it.
What kind of parallel universe are we living in where the Patriots are picking up Texans that are cut?
Hey, I need you guys to take a look at the water polo player that the Texans just cut. We need to pick up as many Texans as we can. All right. Okay.
Don't wait.
Okay, Bill, you want to get the water polo player?
Well, he's obviously not a football player. He's never actually played football for the Texans, I don't think so.
We don't care. He was a Texan, so we have to have him. They're the Texans North now.
Can somebody put a waiver claim on Isaiah Coulter? We need to get as many Texans as there as we possibly can.
What's Brandon? Brandon Dunn.
Are you sure, Coach?
Brandon Dunn.
Where's Brandon Dunn? Has anyone seen that long snapper that was in competition with John Weeks, the one they've cut like three times?
I don't know. I haven't seen him yet. You want us to just keep watching the Texans waiver wire?
Yes.
Absolutely. Nick Caserio knows talent. No, Nick Caserio sucks. He was the one making all these picks here. They were terrible. So he doesn't know talent. My guess is this wearing kid's a great player.
Okay. Right. Yeah, we'll pick him up. You know, we just added Jonnu Smith, and we got what's his name? Hunter Henry.
Was pissed though they couldn't get John Reed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, trade the seventh, trade a sixth for him. He went for a seventh. I forgot he was on. I forgot he was on a fourth round pick. I forgot he was even on the roster. He was a fourth rounder last year, and they couldn't get rid of him fast enough. They cut him and then took him off of waiver wires because they found a trade partner. So they said, "Oh no, never mind. We're going to redo that. He's not cut. No. We're going to trade him."
Speaking of the Texans and coaches, Lovie Smith yesterday. Here is the first question that was asked of him about the Texans. What do you want to see the team do better?
Oh, there's a lot. I mean, we could do a better job taking the ball away. We had some other opportunities that we left on the field last week. But it always starts up front, stopping the run. And we're about a gap-sound defense, playing hard, you know, getting 11 guys to the ball. That's the first thing we talk about. Once you have good gap control, you're flying around to the football and you have 11 guys at the point of attack, takeaways come then. We had a couple breakouts. Believe me, we gave up a few plays last week. Not satisfied with how we played third downs. We had some opportunities we let slip away, but hopefully we can take another step this week.
Are you ever satisfied? Do You are one turnover, one takeaway short of all of your. You're one takeaway short of all the takeaways they had last year.
That's what it sounds like when
in two preseason games.
What he just, you know what? Why? Why are you satisfying for good? Why are you satisfied with good? Be satisfied with great.
Oh, it was great. 4-0 in takeaways. That was great.
Not good enough. Where was he? Could have had six.
What?
Wait, did you see Ben DiNucci?
Yeah, well,
he gave you three.
And you know, other than his, you know, the three interceptions he threw.
Yeah.
Ben DiNucci was throwing it, was actually pretty fun to watch.
Hard Knocks.
His sidearm.
I know, when he made, so they were featuring Ben DiNucci, obviously, on, well, he was mic'd up for Hard Knocks. He was so uncomfortable watching him make the, he's mic'd up and he's throwing interceptions and he knows, this is a player who knows he's going to get cut. He's mic'd up for a reason because he's, you know, he's battling with Cooper Rush for the backup job. And Ben DiNucci knows this is
Garrett Gilbert.
Yeah, well, that's right. They have Garrett Gilbert and Cooper Rush. And Ben DiNucci, who actually made a start last year for the Cowboys, here he is throwing interceptions. And with every interception, he's getting closer to being out of football. Like, it's, that's the kind of drama you get with Hard Knocks. Is, I mean, it is something. That's not nothing to know that you're watching a guy. They have Jaquan Hardy from Tiffin, the running back, number 37, who had, was wearing dark-rimmed glasses behind his, you know, rec specs underneath his helmet. But these are guys who are fighting to make a team. That is one of the things to me that's still intriguing about Hard Knocks, is seeing if those guys, you know, what's going to happen with those guys. But with Ben DiNucci, three interceptions. Yeah. And you just,
you know what, though?
Literally, he's going to be out of football within
a year. Says you, I'll take him on our Roughnecks. An Italian replacing P.J. Walker, the other Italian quarterback? Okay.
No, he could be a roughneck. He could be a roughneck. Yeah, could be
I guess out of football or in, you know, a great, great, great league that'll start up in 2023. So we hope. Unless Rock is president.
He's out of football in a league that exists. That's what I meant.
It exists in theory.
Okay, a league that has a schedule.
It does. It's
gonna, you have a schedule?
No, 2023.
Have you seen the schedule release yet?
Well, you don't release a schedule until
months. Do you know who your teams are? Are all the teams set? Serious question. Do they know where the team, like which teams are?
You got to keep denigrating the great.
No, I'm asking a serious question.
Our next president. You're keep denigrating our next president. Congratulations.
He's going to have to let the XFL go if he becomes the next president.
Why don't you move to North Korea?
If he becomes the next president, he's going to have to let the league go.
Maybe. Or that woman that he's with doing this, then she can take over. And, you know what? We're inclusive. We have a woman running our stuff.
That's right.
Yeah. That's going to be organized.
By the way, Dan, our longtime listener, he said, really? We don't have anything in our Twitter profiles that talk about the radio show? How about his? It says, Dad, the bench fan, lover of dark meat. I don't. Hashtag team giver. Hashtag Pacific Rim. That's a real.
Hashtag
Pacific Rim. Hashtag team giver. Dan Holden.
Dan Holden.
Bench fan.
Lover of dark meat.
It's right there. For the world to see.
Yeah. Didn't you block him?
No.
You never did? Not Dan?
I don't know. It may be accident. I don't know.
No, I think no.
Did I?
Oh,
I
it's think, cisgender. That's heterosexual.
I wasn't going to help you.
It's cisgender. Thank you, Crystal. See?
Crystal, don't help him.
Crystal, it's cisgender. That's what I am. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. But I know it's not popular these days. So I'm gonna keep that to myself, just like whether or not I got vaccinated, which I did. I'm not telling anybody.
Time for me to tell you about Cards for Kids. Don't forget, 9 o'clock hour. We've got some fantasy football help at every single position. If you haven't had your fantasy draft yet, we've got four experts for four different positions, and we are going to get you that help. Right now, we are talking about, or I'm talking about, Cards for Kids. You can go to cardsforkids.org and take a look at the company. They do an amazing job of making sure that kids have a second chance at a diploma. And they're working with Houston Khan Academy, and that's one of the reasons why they are here having me talk about it is because if you got a car or a motorcycle or, you know, a truck that's not running, whether it's running or not running, you can donate that vehicle. They will come, they will haul it off, and you have an opportunity to take advantage of that with a tax write-off. It's a great way. They've also got auction. You can find more about a way to participate in their auctions. They've got consignments, how you can consign your vehicle with them. There's so much they can do to help you write off the car and not the kid. You can also just donate. If you don't have a vehicle that you want to donate and have hauled off to get a tax write-off, you can donate and write that off on their website, carsforkids.org. Make sure that you go to carsforkids.org and write off the car, not the kid.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Jenna Berman. Oh, sorry, you caught us in the middle of something here. Jenna Berman is a TikToker, and she is in a scene with Nick Bosa. And it's interesting. Jenna something Berman. It's not... She doesn't. I don't think she's related to Mark Berman. She doesn't look anything like him. She's a famous TikToker, and she's interesting. She dances a lot on TikTok with scantily clad. Yeah. This whole phenomenon. She makes a lot of money by just not doing much, by just sitting around and doing little dances. Yeah. And she's got wonderful teeth. She advertises Sensodyne.
Oh, yeah. No, the teeth are...
Yeah, everybody says, wow, look at her teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But she does, and she... Yeah.
I'm waiting to see a video I don't co-sign. As you scroll down...
Yeah. Yeah, all of her videos are... They're a lot of the same stuff, apparently. She does a little dancing. She changes clothes, but... Or... towels.
I think she had to take a break. Her last TikTok, if I know how to use this website right, was at the end of July, because somebody went and dug up old tweets of her using some very not nice language about certain minorities.
Oh really?
And certain sexual orientations.
So that's her last TikTok.
Yeah, on August 3rd, this article was published that she's she is stepping away from social media. After somebody went and dug up some old stuff from 2014.
Hey, racists like TikTok too. I mean, right? Isn't that Michael Jordan's old, hey, Republicans buy shoes too?
Mm-hmm.
Racists buy TikTok too? Hot girls on TikTok?
Yeah, they're just watching.
Yeah. Right. Racists watch TikTok too.
So. Is that a new video that the Nick Bosa thing?
I don't know whether it's new, but... Yeah, she does some energy drink she advertises for and some Sensodyne.
When you find out how much these TikTokers make, it's just stupid. It's devastating.
It's wonderful.
It's just devastating. You cannot be out there working as hard as you want. And listen, here's the message, kids. If you're hot, you can make a lot of money. Yeah. Through TikTok. It's not through TikTok. It's through... Once you get a certain amount of followers, you can make it through advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that somebody makes $40,000 a post about.
It's got to be a Kardashian.
No. It's some girl. I don't know who she is. She's a good-looking Asian girl, and she gets $40,000. That's what she charges per post, post.
God bless. Well, you know, I'm not.
But this is what the kids need to know. If you're hot, you've got OnlyFans, you've got TikTok, you can make a bunch of money. If you're a guy who is an influencer, I don't feel like guys make as much money, but you can also do maybe some type of, you have to do comedy stuff, actually. Those are the guys who make the most. They typically do comedy things, every once in a while dance stuff, whatever. Yeah. But you need to look good or really bad. Either way, yeah. Don't be in between. Don't be vanilla. You're not gonna get paid. You need to look really good or really weird, and you can get paid. If you start a really interesting Twitch stream of you playing video games, you can make so much money. Just you playing games and just saying.
Or opening gifts.
Opening gifts, making noise in the microphones.
Opening packs of baseball cards.
Breaking cards. It's called breaking. Breaking packs.
Yeah.
If you're breaking packs.
I call it unlocking.
I had a scout send me a Daniel Jeremiah works at NFL Network. DJ had a tweet and it said, man, I can't believe I'm getting so far into these, so far into breaking these packs with baseball cards. I never thought that would be me. You know, here's what I got today, and you can watch videos of me doing something like that. And I had the scout send me. He's like, will you come get your nerd friend off of Twitter? Stop doing this. Like, I just can't believe that opening cards is a thing. Yeah. Watching someone else open presents, watching someone else open baseball cards. Watching other people play video games, I've just never been able to grasp.
Yeah.
And then I've heard people say, well, you watch other people play football, other people play basketball, other people play baseball. Yeah, those are incredible sporting events. And like, those are people who have a skill level that's, what's so skillful about opening up a pack of baseball cards?
Well, it's
the excitement. Just never know what they're going to get.
It's the excitement.
It is excitement.
To me, I
you like it?
I've never watched it. Let me ask you about words.
About words?
Yeah, you use a word that here in Texas that I just totally disagree with.
Pump. Yeah.
That's giving somebody a ride on your bike.
Yeah.
That's
on give me handles. A pump. Typically can be on pegs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to be.
That's not
pegging. It's riding
Aaron,
on pegs.
Aaron, is this something you did too?
Yeah.
Riding on pegs. You give somebody a pump?
Yeah.
Well, see, that meant something totally different in Chicago, where I grew up. That meant something totally different. We didn't give our guy friends pumps. We just didn't do that because it's not something we did, okay, in the neighborhood.
Well, you're using it as a verb.
Yeah, you give him a pump.
You're pumping something, yeah.
Yeah.
You're giving the pump. That's a,
yeah,
what,
well,
a noun?
If you, well, I guess if somebody needed a water pump, they had water in their basement.
Those nouns.
Now, the so noun I give somebody a
very
pump.
Different.
That's different.
Very different, a noun and a verb.
Well, right. A pump. I give you a pump to get the water out of your basement. Okay. That's a pump. That's what a pump is.
We also have said we want Coke just to mean.
Right.
We don't say soda.
Let me ask you this question.
We don't say pop. Like
right.
You
Let me ask
do.
You this question. Peter Gammons tweeted this, and I want to see what you think of this. In this bullpen era, nine innings pitched, nine pitchers, one stat I want to see every day is how many times the manager dry humps a reliever.
Okay. That's just no other way you can do that.
He gets it. This is what dry, what do you think dry humping is?
It's easy. When you're in high school, but you're not doing things yet, but you try to do things.
Right.
And you start gyrating.
Did you ever get caught?
Dry humping? Well, no. Caught dry humping? No.
In high school,
at a party, a car. Well, caught by friends.
No, by the mom.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's grinding without the dancing.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it
with
is.
With clothes on.
So.
That's a dry hump.
But Peter.
There's no other definition for it. There's not another one that exists. What could Peter Gammons possibly have meant?
Getting a reliever up and sitting him down without entering the game.
That's called dry boning.
Well, that's the same thing.
No, that's not what that's called.
We'd get a clear picture of BP, eager managers who may be over their heads and endanger pitchers, if we had a stat of how many dry humps a manager has each game.
I mean, now that he says it like that does feel like it's a good way to describe it.
It's like, you're getting me, I'm ready. Only a...
Is that called getting blue gloves?
You didn't take anything.
Is he giving a guy blue gloves?
You didn't take the guy out of the game.
Are we going to do this or not? Am I pitching? Sorry, I just left you with the blue glove. I got blue gloved.
Hey.
Am I getting in or not? You know who got dry humped? The most famous dry humping in Houston history is...
Garrett Cole.
Garrett Cole. Most famous dry humping in Houston history. That and, of course, currently 22 lawsuits.
Ooh, 22 lawsuits.
That's the other unfortunate one.
It was, well, actually, no. Some of them said there was more. It wasn't dry.
Hey, Hey, fantasy's coming up. Fantasy football. Fantasy football's coming up next. Evan Silva from EstablishTheRun.com.
Yep.
He's going to have quarterbacks. 9:15 Field Gates is going to have running backs. He is from ESPN. We've got Dave Richard from CBS, who's going to handle tight ends and sleepers. And then we've got Adam Rank talking wide receivers. We're going to do that.
That's gonna
coming up in 3 minutes.
Yeah, right here on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.